Time now for your comments. We got quite a response to our story about how more employees are showing up for work when they're sick. Jessica Arant of Omaha writes, "When I worked in the food service industry, quote, not only could most of us not afford to miss a day, we were also expected to find our own replacements." Beth Sherry of Georgetown, Idaho writes that part-time employees at her workplace must pay a portion of their health insurance premium if they get sick. And where does she work? A hospital.
This week, NPR's Richard Harris opened up his house to find out how he could save energy.
I crunched a few numbers and found that switching to a new freezer would cut my home's electricity consumption by 6%.
Just throw it out and get a new one, asked Zeb Landsman of New York. He continues, putting aside whether the environmental costs are worth it seems that the throw out the imperfect and acquire the newest model of consumption is part of the problem.
This week we told you about how hard it is for Americans to get visas to visit China. John Ming of Atlanta writes that he was totally, quote, embarrassed by our piece. If you think it was hard to get a visa to China, you really don't know how hard it is for Chinese people to get a visa to come to the U.S. I suggest you do another piece to let American people know how our visa officers treat Chinese people.
A correction now. Yesterday, in the early editions of our program, we said that the Department of Justice's Office of Professional Responsibility brought charges against Alaska Senator Ted Stevens. The charges were actually brought by the department's criminal division.
And to another story, last week Susan Stamberg took us to a new exhibit of the artist, some would say artist provocateur, Jeff Koons. After taking in his naked ladies, rabbits, and basketballs floating in water, Susan dared to ask,
"Is this art?"
"How could you ask such a loaded question?" asked Mina Farina of Seattle. She continues, "Are you implying that because you can't appreciate the effort and ingenuity that went into the piece, it isn't art?"
We got a strong rebuke after we implied that comic books are, for dorks.
That's offensive.
Chris Caldwell lives in Puyallup, Washington. He heard our short preview about the annual Comic-Con convention.
As a comic reading nerd, I refuse to be lumped into such a category. Dorks are social rejects. Geeks are socially inept. And nerds have fantastical hobbies that must be taken into account.
Our apologies, Chris. If your hobbies include Writing Warning Edition, please be our guest. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.